Good afternoon. Thank you. My name is Vivian Flores, and we want to share with you our experiences with partnering with a nonprofit. But before I do that, I wanted to give you a little background on San Antonio. You're in Texas, so I thought I'd treat you to a little history lesson. San Antonio was founded on the San Antonio River in 1718, and we were once the capital of Spanish Texas, and then we fell under Mexican rule in 1821. Texas and San Antonio declared independence from Mexico in 1835, and of course, many of you, I hope, if you've ever come to San Antonio, you've had a chance to visit the Alamo, which is the shrine of Texas liberty. In 1836, Texas became became independent from Mexico, and then we were a separate state until 1845, when we joined the Union. San Antonio is actually in Bexar County, and we're now right about 1.6 million residents. Of those residents, I think it's some of our demographics are a little unique. 57.3% of our population is Hispanic. Some of the other interesting demographics, our median household income is right about $44,000. They estimate 16.4% of our families live below the poverty level, and that 20.2% of our residents have no health insurance. Within the health department, we feel like that's probably a very conservative number on the number of uninsured residents of our county. And then 43.1% of the population speaks a different language at home, aside from English. Our mission and vision statements are listed there for you, the vision of optimal health to our communities and our environment, and then our mission statement is to provide leadership and services for San Antonio and Bexar County to prevent illness and injury, promote healthy behaviors, and protect against health hazards. And I believe Pam was in San Antonio not long ago, and she said she was walking along and she saw our health department. And this is a picture of it, and you'll see why I'm leading to these pictures in a moment. If you'll view this, this is Commerce headed west. If you look down in the background there of the picture, you'll see Goodwill Industries. And Goodwill Industries' vision and mission, which you can imagine is quite different from ours, it's to be recognized as a community resource for overcoming barriers to employment and to serve as a role model for other businesses to do likewise. And then their mission is to change lives through the power of work. And again, they're just literally the next block down from us. Our staff with the San Antonio Metropolitan Health District, we represent different interests, and we're involved in many different community meetings, committees, local organizations, hosts across our community, and we find ourselves sitting next to Goodwill Industry representatives at many of these meetings. And over time, the organizations have both come to realize that although our missions and visions are very different, we do consistently serve the same population. And another thing that we find as we've become collaborators with Goodwill is that each organization faces very unique economic challenges. You know, we're in a community where poverty rate is high and that we have a high uninsured rate as well. The Goodwill executive team approached our director of health with a novel concept of good health at Goodwill, and it's designed to bring preventative health care and education services into existing Goodwill services. This proposal called for the health department to co-locate a public health team in a Goodwill retail store to provide outreach and extending services to improve the health of San Antonio and Bexar County residents. The Goodwill Board of Directors and the City Council agreed to the terms and generated a lease agreement, and then our partnership actually took off in January of 2007. Our clinic is actually located in a part of town. It's in the northwest corner of San Antonio, and it's in an area where we don't have a lot of public health presence. We did get some monies from the City Council, the Baptist Health Foundation, and the startup cost was relatively low at $14,700 if you think about the cost of actually building a clinic somewhere, what that would cost you in today's dollars. The clinic offers immunizations, health education, screenings, and monthly we report back to Goodwill on the services that are provided at that location. There is a nurse and a clerk that operate that location, and we lease it for less than $4,000 a year. Almost 4,000 clients have received immunizations at that location, and by working with Goodwill, we've also been able to do a number of very successful flu outreach events at other Goodwill locations. And the Good Health at Goodwill model has been expanded by Goodwill, and they actually partnered with another one of our healthcare service providers in the community. It's University Health System, and they're actually expanding health services to other locations, or other Goodwill locations. And this is a view of the store there on 410, where we do provide immunizations. And then that's just kind of a quick inset there of that. So then we, our partnership with Goodwill kind of started to grow. And at the same time, we started having some issues with our immunization registry. Our registry is widely used in San Antonio and by surrounding counties. Providers submit immunization consent forms. They submit histories to go into our registry. And as we all know, the timely entry of immunization data into a registry is key for its success and also to meet CDC's immunization information systems functional standards. So the number of providers that have been submitting consent forms to our registry has increased and has really overwhelmed the capacity of our existing data entry staff. And this has caused backlogs, and periodically we've not been able to meet CDC's IIS functional standards when we've had backlogs of 3, 4, 5 months of immunization events not going into our system. So to reduce the backlog, the immunization division approached Goodwill with a job training partnership proposal. The goals of the proposal were to ensure the timely entry of immunizations into SAERS, and SAERS is our acronym for our registry, and to provide job training and work experience for Goodwill clients. A memorandum of agreement was approved in April of 08, and in that, Goodwill participants are paid by Goodwill Industries. 6 to 8 Goodwill clients are assigned to us, and SAERS training is provided and performance is monitored. And monthly, we provide Goodwill case managers performance reviews on their clients. And the backlog of consents has now been reduced, and we are meeting the IIS functional standards. And during this time period, 3 of the Goodwill clients that were assigned to us and trained through our program did go on to find permanent full-time employment. We have approached Goodwill, and we may even be able to expand this model to include a archiving model, because we have to meet certain records retention requirements, and the archiving is quite laborious. So we're looking at possibly partnering with them on this module. So the lessons learned. One of the things that any of you that are going to engage in collaborations with nonprofits, do prepare yourself for time. It takes, you know, lots of time, red tape, before it really becomes reality. We have to go to our city council, Goodwill has to go to their board of directors, and then the legal sides of each organization have to review all the documentation before they'll agree to any kind of collaboration. But on the other hand, these partnerships can lead to unanticipated opportunities. We had no idea that we would be partnering with Goodwill on anything other than the clinic when we really first got started with them. So it just kind of was a natural growth of our relationship with them to be able to move into another area where they can help us and we can help them. Both organizations continue to build on this relationship and the success of the projects. We use each other to generate letters of support or programmatic documentation to show how many clients served, how many Goodwill casework or Goodwill clients have benefited from the program. And we also are able to give each other documentation to help pursue other funding sources if they have any kind of opportunities that should come up. The Health Department and Goodwill have both benefited from the good health at Goodwill and the Goodwill Good Work, no, Good, I knew I was going to do that. Goodwill Good Health Work Project. And I listed Derek Taylor on this slide as well, along with his email. He is our management analyst, has primarily been working directly with the Goodwill case managers, so that you have both our contacts should you want to call and get some more information on what it took to sit down and work out all the documents and the details of the partnership with their job training side of the house. And that's it. Thank you.
We'll go ahead and open up the floor for questions. If you have any, if you could step to the middle where the microphone is and speak directly into the microphone, that way we get the best recording quality. Anybody? Questions about non-traditional partnerships, getting them started? Live group. It's after lunch, somebody needs some exercise. All right, I'll ask the first one, and hopefully somebody can think of more as we go. How did you guys initially identify, for you, the Health Services Coalition, and for you, Goodwill, how did you narrow it down to those groups as the ones that really needed to be focused on as the best opportunity for partnerships?
Well, for us, the Business Health Services Coalition was quite interesting. ACHO actually was the one with the CDC was the one to ask me if we knew about these coalitions, and we did not. And after a stream of kind of different types of events, coordinating the Business Health Services Coalition, the pediatricians, we just had some interesting things happen. I was able to put my finger on that Business Health Coalition, but it took me, a good 2 to 3 months once ACHO brought it to my attention. And then once we found out who they were, we took off from there. So it just came about because CDC knew who that there was a National Business Health Coalition, and then we narrowed it down to Nevada and their business coalitions.
And for San Antonio, it was really a logistical thing. Our staff were working with Goodwill staff on these different committees, and it just was kind of a natural outgrowth. And when they came to us, we said, this is an opportunity we can't possibly turn down. And then when we got to know a little bit more about Goodwill through our partnership with the clinic, it was just a natural fit, knowing that their job training partnership is so integral for their clients. That's when we went to them with the second project. So it was kind of logistics that brought us together, and we've been able to continue that partnership.
Can you make it to the microphone? Sorry.
I'm not sure how many folks here actually know about the business coalitions in your state and work with them, but from the website that Pam mentioned, we have a printout of all the ones that are in the states and listed by state. So. If you are interested, I'm going to leave this list in the back so you can pick it up and know who are the business coalitions in your state that you can approach.
Yes, more than a question, it was to congratulate, especially Dr. Beal. From your presentation, one of the two things I wanted to emphasize was your approach, different from many others, is that you are orienting, especially the pediatricians, that part of the problem of reimbursement is ours not understanding it. The second thing is to turn it into something positive and explaining that, well, it is easier to throw the problem at the insurance company, who really determines the benefits are the employers. And it's teaming up all those things that many of the problems with the private sector can be solved, especially since in every local pediatric group who has had the same problems. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? All right, well, go ahead.
Hi, Gail Lanier from Everett, Washington. I was just wondering who designed the training program for the Goodwill and how long did that take?
Our training program was designed kind of partly with Goodwill, their job developers and job trainers, and then our staff, our management analyst, and our immunization, our registry senior management analyst, they sat down and said, these are the key skills that we need for entry, for data entry skills, and they already had, Goodwill already had some similar requests from other employers. So they had some experience, not just retail. A lot of their training is retail. Well, they will train the clients to go and work in the retail stores in hopes that they go out and work for Penny's or Macy's or Sears or whoever. So they had the experience once before with doing the data entry, or I don't want to say data entry, I want to say doing training with their clientele on improving their computer skills. And so we kind of took that model and added to what our needs were. And so it was a collaborative thing, I'm doing the training.
I wanted to congratulate both of you. And I think one of the take-home messages from both of your talks is that every area is unique and that working with partnerships within your area is an important thing to think about as you start collaborations and coalition work. And I just wanted to give a shout out for something a little bit different to abstract poster number 6 tomorrow, where in southeastern Pennsylvania we were able to get all of our area immunization coalitions together for Cover Your Bases event at the Philadelphia Phillies. And I think the point that I'm trying to make is that while we're all looking in our communities, it's important to kind of look around our borders too, because we have similar interests in surrounding counties and areas. And so every area is unique, and thinking about that as you go into coalition work is an important way to get unique collaborations like those that you've both mentioned and the one that's in our poster tomorrow. So thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I just wanted to thank you both because I really enjoyed your presentations. I really feel like I learned a lot. The information was very useful, and it gave me a lot of good ideas to take back home and share, so thank you.
Do we have any other questions?